Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Brian Billick, NFL Network analyst, Super Bowl winning head coach. And, of course, we're going to get to his work with X-Tech shoulder pads here in just a moment. But, Brian, how you doing this afternoon?
Doing great.
Okay, so Tom Brady is the big news. What do you think is the biggest factor as to why Tom Brady decides I'm not going to be back with the New England Patriots? Is it more Belichick? Is it more Brady? Like, what's the biggest factor in all this?
I think it's money, as always is in the NFL. He made it very clear that he was not going to give a hometown town discount. He wanted to be paid commensurate with what that is in terms of the best quarterback in the National Football League. Is that $35, $40 million? I don't know. But clearly New England, recognizing that, because this is going to be short term, 1, 2, 3 years best. Who knows how long Tom Brady's going to play. But you can't amortize this contract out like you normally do with these $100 million-plus dollar contracts that quarterbacks are getting to avoid the cap hit. So clearly New England said, no, this is just going to be too high a ticket.
Brian, do you think there's a part of both Tom and Bill that wants to prove that they can win without the other?
You know, I've been doing my shows all day today, and I've heard a lot of that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe in the back recesses of their mind, there's a subtle motivation, you know, that okay, I'm going to show that I can do this without the other. But it's not like it's going to affect their legacy. It's not like, oh, okay, Bill Belichick really is a good coach. Or, oh, Tom Brady really is a good quarterback without Bill Belichick. So, I don't know, maybe in the back of their mind someplace, but I don't think it's a prime motivator.
Coach, it's interesting you bring up legacy because I think, you know, both of them obviously are, you know, arguably the greatest of all time at their respective duties. But when it comes to Tom, like, even if he were to fail, and I don't think he will, wherever he goes next, and we'll get to that in a moment, his legacy is established as one of the best, maybe the best. Do you think Belichick, with the way this was handled, and not just, okay, look, Brady's not coming back, but the idea that, like, well, you didn't hear a conversation take place and he was reluctant to reach out, does that hurt Belichick's legacy a little bit, especially for maybe some fans in New England?
No, because I think at the end of the day, first, there's no really good way to do this,
right,
make this type of transition. I don't know that there is a good way for this separation to go. You know, they'll both say the appropriate things and, you know, we value the relationship, whatever. But for whatever reason, the combination, at the end of the day, New England's saying, no, we're not going to give you that much money.
Brian Billick, NFL Network analyst and, of course, Super Bowl winning head coach, joining us, Bull and Fox, here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. As you were saying, Coach, no easy way to do this. Was it a bit, I guess, were you surprised with how Belichick, in terms of the process, the phone call that we were all waiting to seemingly happen that really didn't? It just seemed like Belichick was very reluctant to even want to make this work. Is that a fair statement or unfair statement?
I don't know that anybody can answer that except for Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. There may be, and I'm just throwing this out as supposition. I have no way of knowing. They may truly be at a point, and they haven't been there for a long, long time because they've always begun with Tom Brady. That's given them a transition no matter how they had to regroup. But they may be looking at their roster right now and truly saying, you know what, we truly have to reshuffle here. We have to reload. They'll never admit to that, but they may look at the roster and say, we have a lot to do here. And to pay Tom Brady the amount that he's going to have to get and not support him in the short term in the way that we know he needs to, you know, why would we go down that course? So that may very well be part of it. Maybe they are looking for, you know, a 2-3 year ramp up. The question and what we're going to find the answer to is, what do they do now at the quarterback position? Is it one of these veterans with the idea that, yeah, we can regroup very quick and make a run at this thing again, as we always do? Or, no, we're going to take one of these rookie quarterbacks, either move up or wait for one to come to us a little later and go forward with one of them. So I think I don't think we have the answer to all that.
Brian Billick's with us, NFL Network. Brian, where do you think Cam Newton ends up?
Well, this is an unprecedented time in terms of the number of quality quarterbacks that are available. There are a number of teams in this league that obviously Cam Newton can make better. He, too, is, you know, kind of on the back end of it, particularly with his style of play. The thing I always worry about is when a team makes a stab at a quarterback, particularly a high-priced one, whether it be a Tom Brady with the Chargers or Tampa Bay, even a Tom Brady, if you're going on the supposition that, hey, we're one player away, you're usually not. There's usually a lot more to do. So that's going to be the key. Is it truly one of these teams that think Cam Newton is that last ingredient and they are good enough, say, like the Chargers? Who knows? Or whether they're, you know, kidding themselves and realize they don't have, you know, they have a lot farther to go. Certainly Cam Newton is going to want to be a little selective about where he might go and have a legitimate chance to win.
Coach, as far as the Browns are concerned, you know, with the new regime, we were talking about it here in Cleveland quite a bit. You know, how aggressive would Andrew Berry be? What were your thoughts after Austin Hooper, Case Keenum, and Jack Conklin are going to be coming to Cleveland? Your reaction to that?
Well, they're taking a good, solid approach in Baltimore. Ozzie Newsome, the legendary Ozzie Newsome, we always took the approach, let's address some things in free agency. And we weren't a team to necessarily go after the high-priced free agents, but let's address in free agency those things that we feel like are immediate needs so that we don't force ourselves into a bad choice in the draft. Need is a terrible evaluator, and it's where more mistakes are made in the draft. So if they can address a number of these needs so that they can truly be open in the draft to take whatever the best player that comes to them, they'll be in a lot better shape.
It seems like they're trying to get, you know, players around Baker Mayfield, certainly the offensive line, you know, signing Conklin and, you know, getting Austin Hooper here yesterday. You know, those are pieces that will help Baker Mayfield. Do you believe, Coach Billick, that Baker, given a proper offensive line and some weapons around him, can get back to what he was as a rookie?
Well, we're going to find out, aren't we?
Right.
And you're right. You do. Yeah. You need to when you expend a first overall pick on a guy like Baker Mayfield, you need to surround him. And that's usually job one. And they have done that. They did it under Dorsey, and they're continuing now because that's going to have to be the strength of your team. That's what's going to make or break this team. You know, when Baker finished the season as well as he did the first year, you had to be encouraged by it. But we talked all last year, didn't we, about the fact that, well, this is going to be a different environment because with the expectations, you know, at the end of the first year, it was let her fly, be Baker Mayfield, right? You know, so what's the downside? I throw a pick and we lose. What, so we lose another game? I mean, but now going into last year, everybody's darling was the Cleveland Browns, the expectation. So now that play, those mistakes, were going to count, so to speak, and people were going to be more critical of it. And obviously it didn't go as well. So, yeah, coming into this year, this is going to be the tiebreaker. First year, brilliant. Second year, not so good. Now we're going to know. And they've certainly surrounded him with enough pieces that it will be a fair evaluation of Baker Mayfield. If he does well, great. If he doesn't, it's a fair evaluation to say, okay, this was a bust.
He's Brian Billick, NFL Network analyst and Super Bowl winning head coach. We're going to get to his work with X-Tech shoulder pads here in just a moment. He joins us, as all our guests do, on Bull and Fox on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Coach, how concerned should the Browns and their fans be right now with the defensive side of the ball, in particular the back seven?
Well, certainly there's things that need to be addressed. And the draft is certainly a way to get it done. But again, it's hard. You can't do it all. You know, we just talked about, what do you got to do? You got to support Baker Mayfield. This is going to be your bread and butter. Hope you can piece some pieces into the defensive side. Try to be solid if you can. Hopefully hit it on a draft. Maybe find some back-end guys, some good buys in free agency that will help you. You'd like to do it all, but, you know, you just can't. And so to focus on the offensive side to make sure that you have everything you need to make your bell cow pick, Baker Mayfield, you know, successful, that's a pretty good philosophy.
Hey, Brian, uncertain times now with the climate we're living in and the league obviously dealing with this in terms of the restrictions with travel and who knows what's going to happen this offseason with the OTAs. The draft's not going to have any fans at it, of course. And, you know, who knows what happens in the coming months. If you were a coach right now in the NFL, how would you be dealing with this? How difficult is this?
It is. And you're going to have a number of contingency plans as to how you're going to coach your players and get them ready. Mm-hmm. Obviously, for Kevin, this is tough because you're actually given extra opportunities when you're a new staff, rightfully so, and you're not even going to get those. So certainly the teaching curve for a new staff, the learning curve for that team, whether it's in OTAs, whether it's the way we end up with the new collective bargaining agreement and training camps are run, and the possibility that could change, you just got to have a lot of different contingency plans and, you know, go back to being what you are, a good teacher, and find a different way to get it done, whether it's tele-meeting, playbooks, that type of thing, to try to get imparted what you'd normally do with the OTAs.
Coach, before we get to your work with X-Tech shoulder pads, I've got to ask you, some of these deals that have gone down are really the most eye-popping and has everybody talking is the Houston Texans, DeAndre Hopkins to Arizona for David Johnson. What did you make of that? How surprised were you to see that come over?
Well, I'm going to show my age and go back to the old Paul Harvey quote of the rest of the story. until we hear the rest of the story, because you're right. If you just look at it on paper, it just doesn't add up. When I first saw it, I thought, okay, well, he must be in the last year of his contract, Hopkins is. And they don't want to deal with that. The holdout and the new, they just don't, okay, that's part of business in the NFL. Well, he has 3 years left on his contract. Clearly he wants to have it redone. And with 3 years left on the contract, that's a tough thing to do. So, they just may want to sidestep the whole thing because you're right. When you look on paper, this thing doesn't add up. So there's more to the rest of the story and at some point we'll hear it.
So Brian, tell us about the X-Tech shoulder pads and how folks out there can get a hold of these things.
Well, I'm proud of my association with X-Tech. We've been together since day one. Bob Broderick and Teddy Monica developed the best pad in the NFL. We're the number one pad in the National Football League. Small mom-and-pop shop, so to speak, out of New Jersey. They've done a phenomenal job at the college level, whether it's Michigan, Ohio State, Baylor, Clemson, goes on and on. And you got to protect your players that we're taking the head out of the game. X-Tech pads, you can go to xtechpads.com or go to @XTechPads on Instagram and see exactly what we're talking about. Young players, high school players, these are the pads they need in to get the best protection possible.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good stuff as always. Be safe and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Sounds good.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.